next speaker is Sasha Estens from Moree. So welcome, Sasha, and she's going to speak about the Yama Ganu story.
Hello, everybody. Firstly, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Ngunnawal people, and pay our respects to both elders past and present. My name is Sasha Estens, and I'm the project manager of the Yama Ganu Centre in Moree. Yama Ganu means welcome all in the local Ngunnawal language. And we are an Aboriginal art gallery and cafe, and hopefully one day an art and cultural centre as well, based in Moree. The centre is owned by the Aboriginal Employment Strategy, otherwise known as the AES, which is a non-for-profit Indigenous recruitment company that my father, Dick Eston, started back in 1997 with the support of the Guadda Valley Cotton Growers Association. The AES quickly grew to become an organisation which was making significant changes in Moree and positive changes to the Aboriginal people in Moree. The objective of the AES was to put pride back into the Aboriginal community, but by providing employment opportunities and by bringing Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people together. The AES led the way in reconciliation and changed Moree's image of a racist town. The AES now has over 14 offices spread over 6 states of Australia, and it all started back in Moree. The Yama Ganu Centre project was also a vision of my father's and the AES CEO at the time, Cathy Duncan, and its intention was to break the welfare cycle entrenched in the Aboriginal community. It was also intended to create enterprise, to preserve culture, to restore pride for the whole community, and to create a centre of Indigenous excellence. This vision all began 12 years ago. In 2001, I worked with Dad and Cathy and the Aboriginal community to put together a business plan and a funding application to the Indigenous Land Corporation. We were successful in our application and granted $550,000 to get the centre up and running, but the AES was in its very early stages and lacking time and funding also. 10 years later, in 2010, the AES had grown to a position where they could now support the centre financially to get it up and running. So they kicked in $700,000, which was a huge investment for them. I had spent the previous 10 years, working in Sydney and overseas in agriculture and film production, and having had enough of Sydney, decided to move back to the bush. I spent nearly the entire year of 2010 working in a voluntary capacity, getting everything together. I worked with elders in the community, discussing ideas, did work experience at art galleries and centres, interior design, budgets, recruitment, funding applications, marketing plans. It was a lot of work and a really steep learning curve, but I really enjoyed the process. I was really amazed at how much was actually involved in setting up the centre, but I don't think anything could have really prepared me for what lay ahead. Having never worked in a cafe before and about to recruit a team of staff of people who had also never worked in a cafe before, and some of the staff having never even had a job, it was going to be tough. I was keen and enthusiastic, but about a month before we were due to open, it began to hit home, and I realised, you know, that I'd also never run a business, let alone worked intensively with the community. And my worst fear of all was I couldn't cook. And we didn't have a cook. So I had a major stroke of luck. And weeks before we were due to open, when I found out that Toby Osmond, a restaurateur who had managed and owned restaurants in Sydney, New York and London, was currently living in Moree and looking for a new project. So we had one for him. Today the cafe is a hub of activity on a daily basis and never boring. We have an eclectic mix of ladies who lunch, families, tourists, business people and local Aboriginal people, and we somehow keep the cafe open 7 days a week. The gallery has represented at least 150 Indigenous artists from not only the local Ngunnawal Nation but from communities all around Australia. The centre is really a one-of-a-kind project in New South Wales, and we get great support from our local community. I'll just cut in here before you get bored and show a quick video, and then I'll finish up at the end with some, with a few challenges and a bit of a conclusion. In all of this, the road hasn't been always easy. Hospitality is a pretty tough game, and it's even tougher in some periods when you have, at some points, quite an unreliable workforce. Centrelink is our biggest enemy. Aboriginal people have been heavily impacted by welfare, which has led to transgenerational long-term unemployment. Talking to a teacher only yesterday, she was saying how hard it was to get some of her kids motivated to do work experience when in some cases the students' families were up to five generations on welfare. Another challenge I've had in the past is with employees ringing up and saying that they couldn't make it in today because they'd already done enough hours that week and it would affect their Centrelink payments. So something that we should need to think about. The next stage of the centre, as I touched on before and you would have seen in the movie, is to open an Aboriginal art and cultural centre within the premises. The main purpose of the centre is to revive Aboriginal culture within the region by providing art, craft, language and cultural workshops. At the moment in Moree, we don't have anyone who can fully speak the Gamilaroi language and can travel around the Northern Territory, WA, South Australia and see rich art and Indigenous art and culture, but you come back to New South Wales and you're hard-pressed to find artists and artworks, and even more so is that knowledge isn't being passed on to younger generations, so it's a real concern. So when we do get funding for our centre, we'll be utilising local Gamilaroi artists, linguists, historians, and it will be a really fantastic place. Just wrapping up, over the past year, our employees have grown stronger in both their skills and confidence, which has been a really rewarding experience. Underlying these successes is the satisfaction that we have created a centre where Indigenous people can share their rich history and culture, thereby contributing towards building pride and passion back into Aboriginal people. In addition to this, by creating a centre of Indigenous excellence, we have taken huge steps in breaking down the barriers between Indigenous and non-Indigenous community members. The centre has been a great asset to the community and has contributed immensely to softening the image of the town. Thanks very much.